Hey, beautiful people. This is Nkechi, and I'm just hopping in to set the scene. You are currently listening to Talk Crypto to Me. There are over 15 plus episodes in this particular series, so make sure you get a listen to all of them. As well, don't forget to subscribe so you're notified every single time we drop a new episode. And make sure you join our community by becoming a member at www.nkechi.club. That's N-K-E-C-H-I.club. All right, let's go ahead and get into the episode, and I'll see you guys on the other side. Enjoy.
Oh my God, the whole fam is here. I love it.
Okay. Gravity, don't be trying to come for my explanation.
Come for it, Gravity. Come for it, Gravity.
We build, we don't destroy, man. We don't destroy.
I love it.
Yeah. So real quick, just so that people have an understanding of what Gatsby's are, right now, Ethereum is so there's two different ways that validating for crypto happens. You have proof of stake and proof of work. Right now, Ethereum is proof of work. And proof of work means that there are miners involved. So the gas fees that you're paying are how miners for the crypto make their capital. And the reason why those gas fees, you can maybe wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning and it'd be different, but it's going to be difficult because the NFT market has the gas fees out the roof because people trade NFTs around the clock. So, you know, those fees are going to be high, but that's what those fees are for. When Ethereum 2.0 comes into play and it moves to proof of stake, then those gas fees will go away. But until that happens, you know, you just got to play. It's just like, you know, it's like going to Vegas. You got choices in hotels you're going to stay in, but people want to stay in the most expensive one, and the most expensive ones get the most traffic. It just, you know, it is what it is at this moment. As far as KYC, it's just know your customer.
Hold on, Gravity. It's Elizabeth. I'm just going to tap in with plain English for the people in here.
Yo, is my young Padawan, who is now a full-on Jedi, Gi, in the audience? Brother, listen, this is what's about to happen. I'm about to, because I haven't seen this every time. He's opened up like a room like 2-3 times in the last few days, but every time he opens up, I'm already running one. Gi, brother, when I send you this invite, if I send you this invite and you don't, I'll listen. All right, okay, all right. That's what I thought. That's what I thought. I love it. Yo, it's back to the Doge days, Gi. Do you remember? Yo. Okay.
I'm loving this.
I'm sorry. I had to honor Gi real quick. Yo, Elizabeth, all right, go for it. And then remember where we're at. And then I just want to shout out some friends that have joined the stage. Go for it, Elizabeth.
I'm going to say one sentence. I'm the person that bridges the gap between all this technical stuff with the, you know, crypto people and the regular people. Okay, so when he says miners, okay, miners is a bunch of like little computers that are looking for these coins, right? And they're validating the transactions.
Through solving algorithms.
Right. So the gas fees are what it is to compensate for all of that energy that it takes to process all of this. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's plain English. Thanks.
And that compensation goes to the people that are actually doing the mining. Mining is a process in which we have essentially a computer algorithm, a computer code that goes through and solves a series of algorithms. With each of those algorithms, a portion of that coin is unlocked, okay? And once it creates a full-on block, that's how we now release that coin to the public, and you guys can decide whether or not you want to buy it or not. Those miners need to be compensated for that time and the electricity that they're putting in, right? So hence where the gas fees come into play. All right, so I just wanted to add that in. Listen, Elizabeth, thank you. Ghost, my brother, thank you. I just want to take a moment. Anna, has your question been answered?
Yes, ma'am. My question is I want to give you a suggestion because I know that this is going to be for a question for another room just on that topic. Everybody's talking about the profits that they're making. I don't ever hear anybody talking about the taxes they're paying on these profits.
Yeah, we need to talk about that next. That's true.
Yeah, we're going to cover that real soon.
Yeah, I love it.
We love around the taxes.
Hey, can I put something out there real quick for folks
real quick,
about...
and then I want us to honor the rest of the queue. So go for it. Go for it, Ghost.
Sure. Real quick about when you guys were talking about transferring capital and getting your money out. You know, I've been in crypto for some time now, and I got in like at 16. But, you know, even in so long right now, the easiest way when I'm ready to just take money is to just convert it to BTC. And, you know, I just send it over to Cash App because Cash App is the like premier peer-to-peer protocol for just normal everyday people transferring money to each other. So it's very easy to just transfer the BTC, send to Cash App, and then just take the money out that way. I mean, to keep it simple for folks, and you don't get caught up in the protocols like Coinbase or whoever else having these time constraints on transferring from crypto to fiat. So, you know, that just might be something to think about to make life easy for folks. If you have crypto on any of these exchanges and, you know, it might be an altcoin, you can transfer it to Bitcoin and then send the Bitcoin over to your Cash App and then just have it instantly sent to your bank account. I do it all the time. It's super easy, super smooth. It makes life easy for folks using a protocol they already use.
I love it. All right, just real quick, I want to bring us back to center, all right? So quick reset, then I want to shout out some friends that have joined the stage, then I want to kick the mic over to Terry real quick to talk about the pinned link that we got at the top. And I just asked the mods, hey, as you guys bring people up, make sure you help them catch their mic. Sometimes when people have like less than 300, less than 200 followers, they're still new to the app and they're still getting used to catching their mic. So help them out once you bring them on stage, all right? So this is Nkechi. I'm up here in position one with the magenta-ish, purplish circle around me. So this space, we are just talking about all things crypto. This is what's dear to my heart. This is our home club, Crypto World. So if you have not already, go to the very top. You see the greenhouse icon. Click that icon and join the club. As well, today we were talking about Shiba and the concept of, will it get up to 1 cent? And this is a throwback to a Doge room that we did back in March, May timeframe, where I met a lot of you. And you guys, and a lot of you met me. And a lot of us found our voices. And a lot of us connected. And now we the fam jam. Will Shiba hit a cent? Time to buy or sell? We're talking about stocks. We're talking about trading. We're talking about, we're going to be talking about NFTs in a little bit. We're talking about Bitcoin. We're talking about altcoins. We're talking about the concept of wallets versus hot wallets versus cold wallets, cold storage. When you store it there, when you give it away, when you transfer it, all that kind of stuff. So first and foremost, we are not financial advisors. We're just a bunch of friends that really, 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 really love crypto. And we every once in a while we get together and we talk about it. So if you are here, you are a friend to the space as well. So make sure you're joining Crypto World. Make sure you're following the mods. Make sure you're following one another. As you guys are learning about these things, understand that when you follow one another, you end up getting access to more and more rooms that will give you this kind of clean information. And another disclaimer that I just want to make, whenever you guys are in rooms like this, whenever you're talking about crypto, here's the thing. The community is all about sharing, about loving, about supporting one another. But there are people who we call posers, people who we call poachers. And what they'll do is they'll try to send you a message and say, hey, I saw you on the stage and you asked the question, but they answered it wrong. So this is what I want to do. I want to help you out, brother. And for a limited time only, those are poachers. Do not believe them. The reason that I'm saying that is because if they really had the sauce, if they really had the answers, they would want the accolade for it. And hence, they would be on stage saying it with their whole chest. If they're not saying it in public, don't let them say it to you in private. So let's go ahead and continue on with this space. This is a recorded stage. So when you come up here and you ask a question, understand that you're consenting to being recorded. But here's the thing. The reason that we record it is because a lot of this information is so necessary. A lot of this information is so necessary because a lot of people are getting taken advantage of and they need to have a source. There's so many times when we had that 10-day Doge room, I wish we had the wherewithal to record the amount of knowledge that was exchanged that day. Imagine how many people would not be getting scammed right now if they had had this information. So please, if you have a question, you could be saving somebody's financial future by coming up here and asking it. So feel free to pop your hand. Make sure you have a social media account attached. And most importantly, make sure that make sure you come up here with the peace of the Lord in you, lest you bring the calamity of the devil out of me. So let's go ahead and have a good morning, guys. I'm so excited to be up here. I'm excited to be with you guys. I'm excited to be with the fam. And with that being said, I want to pass it real quick. Actually, I want to shout out some friends that we brought up to the space, all right? So we started off this morning in a closed space, got up to about 150 people in a closed room, and then we decided together to just open it up and let everyone in, and that's wonderful. We're a little bit over 500 people, and this is just the beginning. Like, I plan on running this room all day. So I got my guy DJ Corrupt up here that's joining us. My girl Chris D is joining us. The myth, the legend, the big ass wall. Hamish Ganga has joined us. Elizabeth Sky is here. My guy Kenyatta is here. Dan Eisen is here. Dr. Truth is in the house. Tal Navarro is in the house. Yvette Vargas is in the house. And welcome back, the prodigal son, Guy. I missed you so much, young Padawan who has now become a Jedi. Y'all, can we do a mic clap for Ghee, man? Do y'all remember when Ghee said, do y'all remember? Can we do a mic clap for this man? I'm so proud of you. Like, I'm so proud of you. He has not been playing these
months. Killing it.
Killing it. I love this man. Guys, this community has to be about collaboration. It has to be about us coming together to create this wall and say, hey, this is where the true information lies. So I just want to thank every single crypto influencer that's in this space that is sowing into it. God bless you. Allah bless you. Orion's belt bless you. Whatever your belief system, let it bless you. All right. So let's go ahead and continue on with the conversation. And good morning again to my girl, Yvette Vargas. I love you, queen. I'm so happy to see you here. And especially and as well, Tal Navarro, thank you for coming out. Thanks for choosing this stage, guys. This is going to be a great day. I feel it. Brielle's here? Yo, this stage is huge.
Hey,
queen. Come through, babe. All right, yeah, bringing you up. Y'all, please, please, please. This is a beautiful space. We're sharing great information. Guys, let's protect the stage at all costs. As people come onto the stage, help me out catching their mics and stuff like that. And after we get through this next few people in the queue, I'm going to ask who else wants to be in the queue, and I'll get like 5 names. And then let's just continue answering questions, man. Let's keep this going. So next up, we got Oscar. Oscar, are you still here? Oh, I'm so sorry, Oscar. Hold on. My girl Terry sent me a message, and I love the intention behind it. Terry, are you here? I've actually posted the link that's relative to what she's about to say. Go for it, Terry.
I am here. Thank you so much.
I love that PTR as well.
Well, yeah. So no one snagged this one because I'm working on my ETH right now. But
I love it.
There is an artist, and I'm not affiliated. I don't work with, I'm not being paid to do this, just to be clear, because I know a lot of people do this, but NFT NYC is coming up next week, and they are doing some awards, and they've been doing voting all week long, and one of the votes is for newest NFT artists, and I wondered if you guys wouldn't mind voting for Nyla, who is a 12-year-old artist who has created an absolutely amazing line of diverse women called Long Necky Ladies. And she started working on them earlier this year, and she's made so far, let me see.
$4 million.
$4 million. But I mean, if you look at her art, I mean, for a 12-year-old, it's absolutely amazing. Time just brought her in as the first. She's the first in... Let's see. I don't want to say it wrong, so I'm going to see the thing. But I asked and catch you to pin the tweet. It's on Twitter. The vote, there's 5 more hours left. It's really close. Last night she was a little bit behind. So my friend Pips in the audience, if you scroll down, he's got another.
You can bring him up, Terry. There's so many people here. It's hard for me to find.
Yeah, I'm already on stage.
All right, cool. Hey, Pips.
Hey, everybody.
He's down there, which if you haven't met Pips, you need to meet Pips. He's an amazing human being that I met over in the NFT space. And he also knows a ton about stocks and trading, but that's beside the point, but he's awesome in general. But he, also he's not affiliated or being paid by her. He just knows, has gotten to know her through the NFT space. And, she's going to be the first ever artist in resident for Timepieces, which is, from Time Magazine. So she's really moving in this arena. And for a 12-year-old, it's amazing. And if you look at her art and see what she's accomplished. It's free to vote.
Oh, is that one of them? Anything. Is that what's on Pip's profile right there?
Yeah, Pip's is what. Take
beautiful.
A look.
And so this is one of my Nyla earlier.
It's such a diverse. It's amazing. Please look at the work and please buy. You know, if you want to buy, but just don't buy the one in my PTR because I haven't done the ETH yet. But
the floor is only 0.13 right now. That's insane, Terry. I was looking at them last week when it was, I think, 0.87.
Maybe someone got mine because mine was like point. Okay, I better move before I.
Oh, you know what? It is on the floor. It is 0.13. That's the one.
If you guys can vote,
if you don't buy it, I'm gonna buy it because she's pretty. She looks like my ex.
No, please don't buy it. I'm buying it.
Oh my god! So where's her? Where's that? Are we able to actually buy her art? Like, I know this is the voting link.
Other link. Yeah. So this is the voting link. And then I also sent you the link to the OpenSea to her collection.
Okay. This is what I'm about to do.
So,
I'm about to post
that. Yeah. This is the Twitter vote.
All right, guys. Save this link. You guys go ahead and save this link. Go to the very, very top. If you don't see a link at the top.
It's also pinned. It's my pinned tweet.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Go to Terry's Twitter. Follow Terry on Twitter, guys. We got to dominate Twitter as well in these kind of spaces. But if you haven't already updated your app so that you can see the link at the top, please go and update it. If you got an Android, I don't know what to tell you, but you didn't even hear. If you can't update your phone, update your life. All right. So if you can, if you see the link at the top. Triangulation. If you see the link at the top, click that and hit where it says go to link, and you'll be able to see that Twitter account. Follow it, vote there, and all that stuff, because I'm about to update it to her actual OpenSea space. Again, we're not financial advisors. We are not encouraging you to buy anything. I'm just literally making it available if it wants to be easy, if you want it to be easy for you to access it. I might actually get a couple because that's super cheap right now. It's super cheap. Yo, Pips, thanks for the support, man. And Terry, you are just the bomb. Are your thoughts complete? And yo, welcome my girl Leanne and Brielle to the stage.
Thank you. Okay. They're only complete when I say thank you.
Are we shopping?
And I'm so grateful to be sharing a stage with you. You are amazing.
Oh, thank you. You're amazing. Yo, I love you guys so much. And I just love the free energy that's going through here. That was the original vision. That was the original vision. We come together, we educate the masses, we make sure everybody's good. We check on our friends by checking on ourselves, by checking on one another, by believing in one another. So as we're on the stage, please, let's protect the stage. Mods, if you see somebody that you want brought up, just let me know or bring them up, but please do not mod anybody. I want to make sure that the stage you know what happens when stages get to this level. So we're going to protect the space at all costs, or I'll drop everybody, including myself. I'm that kind of crazy. All right, so let's go ahead and continue and get this energy going. Who is up next? Oscar. Oscar, are you still with us, brother?
Yes. Thank What's you. Good morning. I just wanted to add to. I can't, no problem. No problem. I can't.
Hey, loves. Welcome to the other side. I hope you're enjoying the journey so far. If there are episodes you haven't listened to yet, make sure to check them out next. And if you haven't already, make sure you visit us at www.nkechi.club to join our community by becoming a member. That's nkechi.club. As well, don't forget to subscribe so you're notified every single time we drop a new episode. I hope that something you heard today touched you. And until the next time, please remember, you are loved, you are valued, and we couldn't do this without you.